In Luke 24, 38 and 39, Jesus says something quite interesting. He says, "Handle me and see, for a spirit doesn't have flesh and bones as you see I have." He's appearing to his disciples after he's been resurrected, and he shows them his body, flesh and bone. He no longer has need of blood. He is substance, but not the substance that we are currently made up of. He's showing us what our resurrection bodies will be like, just like his. Our likeness to him now is spiritual. We are spiritually bone of his bone, not yet like him physically, but spiritually. We are in him as surely as we were in our mother's womb. We have dual nationality, heavenly and earthly, the heavenly being superior to the earthly. This is who we are now that we're born again from above, no longer born from below only, but now from above also, twice born. And Jesus' expectation is that we will live from that place of elevation, no longer distanced from God or in conflict with the divine will, but in agreement with him and his will. Living as the beloved in the beloved, from our place in God's first love, Jesus. When he said earlier in his sermon, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect," he wasn't asking the impossible of us. He was saying, "Live from the place my Father has put you, in me." We have been placed in Jesus as surely as he has been placed in us. We are now partakers of the divine nature. We are in Christ. It's the Spirit of Jesus within that connects us with the Father by the power of the Spirit. We've been translated into the kingdom of light. Our task is to learn to live from there by kingdom rules, the royal law of love, which is do to others as you would have them do to you. So, as we will shortly see, if you want people to criticize and judge you, if you want them to vilify you, go ahead and do it to them. But don't be surprised when you receive criticism, judgment and vilification in return. It's the law of sowing and reaping coming into effect. We will shortly see in the first verse of chapter 7 in Matthew, "With the measure that you give to others, be it good or ill, is what you in turn will receive." So my advice to you is this: do as you would have others do to you.